Let the church say, amen. From this text that was read a few moments ago from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, I just want to raise a couple of verses up to you as our key verses. Walk back with me to that verse 32. It says, and when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. And when they had got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. What we think from this topic, when you come out of the storm, when you come out of the storm, or if you prefer, when you come out of your storm, when you come out of the storm, how many of y'all know that there's a storm coming? You know, somebody dealing with a storm in their life right now. Church, it's not a question of if a storm comes. It's only a matter of when. Am I right? We all are going to have to go through the storms of life. Am I right about it? The question is, who's got faith today? Who believes that you can come out of any storm? What we see in this text today is that every once in a while, a storm will show up. And it's good to have Jesus near when your storm comes. Amen? Jesus told them, it's going to be all right. What I've come to find out, church, is that we are safer in the storm in God's will than outside the storm out of God's will. I'm going to say that one more time. We are safer in the storm, in God's will, than outside the storm, out of God's will. As we read the Bible, we find out that there are two kinds of storms. There's a storm of correction. You know, when God disciplines us. Then there's the storm of perfection when God helps us to grow. Y'all praying with me? Yeah. Jonah, you see, was in a storm of correction because he had disobeyed God. And here we find that the disciples were in a storm of perfection because they had to be perfected. Over in Matthew 8, Jesus had tested them in a storm before. You know, when he was in the boat with them. You know, when he was in there, right, riding with them. But now Jesus is testing them by sending them a storm while he's out of the boat. What we must remember is that if Jesus sends a storm our way, if he brings us into the storm, he can bring us out. Do I have a witness? Question is, what are you going to do when you come out? Church, coming and you will get through it. How many of y'all believe that today? And he just like Jesus saw the disciples and knew their situation, he sees us and he knows our needs and he feels our burdens and he knows our fears and he is in control of our situation. Do y'all believe that today? And after Jesus sent them into the storm, he went up into the mountains and prayed for them. He's up there in heaven praying for you and I right now. Am I right? And just like he did for the disciples, he'll let you know he's there. Somebody has been in a storm already, and here comes another one for somebody else. And but you will get through. I know I'm right about it. You will get through. Let's look at this word today from Matthew 14. When you come out of the storm. When you come out of the storm. The first thing is this. Make sure you get closer to him. Make sure you get closer to him. It's not good when we go through some stuff and God get us out of some mess and we don't come out of there closer. That's not good. Am I right? The song says, I never would have made it without you, and I came out of there stronger, better, wiser. Amen? Make sure you get closer to him. When you come out of the storm, first thing is make sure you get closer to him. Let's go to the word. Pick up that verse 26 with me. Y'all still praying with me? Verse 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But immediately, somebody say immediately. Immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Well, Peter had the right idea. Make sure you get closer to him. Amen? Too many Christians are staying at a distance trying to serve him. Too many things are getting in the way of their praise. People going through some stuff, so they decided that they can't come to church right now. You got to give Peter some credit. Peter is trying to get closer to Jesus. Amen? Jesus walked on water to show his disciples that the very thing they feared, you know, the sea, was only a staircase for him to come to them. We just need to be willing to get closer to him. How many of y'all are willing? How many of y'all want to get closer to him today? Oftentimes, we fear different experiences in life. We fear surgery. We fear losing a loved one. Only to discover that these experiences actually brought us closer to Jesus. When God brings you through something, you should come out even closer to him. Who's trying to get closer today? Anybody trying to get closer today? A lot of times, like disciples, we don't recognize Jesus because we're not looking for him. And just like them, fear causes us to jump to false conclusions about our circumstances, about Jesus. Oh, he's not here with me. He's left me alone. You know, the disciples say, oh, it's a ghost. Disciples thought they were seeing a ghost. How many of y'all know that Jesus is real? Yeah, he is. Yeah. In times like these, we need an anchor. In times like these, we need a friend. You need to be very strong today that your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And his name is
Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus. It's time to get closer to our Lord. We've got to come to Bible study. We've got to come to Sunday school. We've got to walk the Jesus walk and not just talk the Jesus talk. Can I preach this anyhow? Every now and then, God will place something in our life to draw us closer to him. Are you willing today to get closer? All the disciples had trouble in the boat. But only Peter stepped forward and wanted to come to Jesus. As your storm approaches, are you trying to get closer to Jesus? It's not a matter of if the storm will come. It's a matter of when. Are you trying to get closer? When the storm comes, are you trying to get closer? As the storm goes away, when you come out of the storm, are you trying to get closer? When you come out of the storm, you ought to be closer. Am I right? Our relationship with God will fail if we don't have a desire to get closer to him. We can never be content to thinking we know enough and that we are close enough. We must have a desire to study the word. We must have a desire to pray without ceasing. If he's been good to you today, get closer to him. When you come out of the storm, the first thing is make sure you get closer to him. Make sure you are closer to him. The second thing is this: not only make sure you get closer, but the second thing is make sure that your faith is stronger. Make sure that you get closer to him. And secondly, make sure that your faith is stronger. Come on, pick up the word. Pray the verse 29 with me. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Verse 29. So he said, come. Peter asked, Lord, command me to come. So, Jesus said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. All you got to do is have a desire to get close. You want to come, he'll say, come. And when you come, you can do great things when Jesus is present. Am I right? Verse 30 says, but when he saw that, the wind was boisterous. He was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, saying, Lord, save me. got to make sure that we get close to him, but we got to make sure that our faith is stronger. Amen. How many of you have strong faith today? Amen. Jesus did not rebuke Peter for asking to come to him. Jesus said, Peter, come. Peter was willing to step out on faith. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is still asking for some saints who are willing to step out on faith today. Anybody willing? Too many people comfortable inside their boat. They don't want to step out. Some folk are just weak in faith. And you can hardly tell that they have any faith. They want to play it safe and never make any sacrifices. Church, the whole purpose for the storm was to help the disciples grow their faith. Jesus was one day going to leave them, and they would have to face many storms by themselves. Yeah, the purpose for your storm that you might be going through right now, or the purpose of the storm you just came through, is to grow you, that you might grow stronger in your faith. You have a witness? Yes. One day you're going to have to go through a storm all by yourself. No family, no church members, no friends. Anybody got strong faith in Jesus today? Thank you, Lord. Church, we must learn to trust Jesus even when it looks like he's not even there in our circumstances. We must give Peter some credit for his magnificent demonstration of faith. He dared to be different. How about you? All the disciples chilling in the boat. Peter said, Jesus, if that you, tell me to come. And Jesus said, I don't know if he was expecting Jesus to come. You know, yeah. But he had faith. And because of that faith, he stepped out and he walked on water. But then doubt started to creep in. Uh-oh. And he started to do what? Think. You got to have strong faith in God. Faith that lasts. Faith that no matter how it looks, you just believe he can somehow, some way, make a way. Thank you, Lord. Anybody can sit in the boat and watch. Who's willing to step out today? It takes someone with real faith to leave their comfort zone. Am I right? And step out in the middle of a storm. Who's got that kind of faith today? You got faith that you're going to come out of your storm, out of your circumstance, out of your situation, out of your funk, out of your depression, out of your just not feeling well. Just have faith that you're going to come out of it. Jesus is saying to you, step out. Who's willing to step out? Some verse said, step in and be blessed. Step out on faith. Come out from where you are safe and come out from under your family and come out from under your friends. Come out from under your security blankets. We've got to leave our weak faith, or you know that stay in the boat faith, and step out in the middle of the storm. It requires some strong faith to come out of your storm. And when you come out, your faith should be stronger. Your faith should be what? Not weaker, stronger. We must keep our focus on Jesus today. How many of y'all keep your focus on him? Amen. Yeah. We lost sight sometime, and we like Peter, we start to sinking in life. Who lost sight of Jesus today? Who took their eyes off of Jesus? When we start looking at our circumstances, when we start looking at our finances, when we start looking at our problems, when we start staring at our bills, when we start staring at our sickness, that's when we get into trouble. That's when things start to really go bad. That's when we start to sink. Peter's faith started to waver because he took his eyes off Jesus and started looking at the conditions around him. Amen. Keep your focus. Keep your eyes on the Lord today and make sure that your faith gets stronger. One thing I like about Peter, that he knew that he was in trouble. So he cried out to the Lord for help. Am I right? He cried out as soon as he got in trouble, as soon as he started sinking. We need to call on Jesus as soon as trouble shows up. We need to call on Jesus as soon as we start to see the storm brewing out there. Keep your eyes on Jesus and make sure your faith is stronger when you come out of the storm. First of all, make sure you got closer to him. Make sure you get closer to him. And the second thing is make sure that your faith is stronger. And the last thing is this. Make sure he gets the proper praise. When you come out of the storm, make sure he gets the proper praise. What kind of praise? There's praise, then there's proper praise. Amen? Not that kind of praise where you spend 20 minutes praising yourself and your friends and everybody else, and then you spend 5 minutes praising God. I know, that's not proper praise. Proper praise is he's the only one getting the praise. Am I right? He's the only one determined. Nobody else died for you. Let's take it home. Make sure he gets. When you come out of your storm, you better make sure he gets the proper praise. Come on, let's pick it up and take it home. Pick up verse 31 with me again. It says, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and called him and said to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, look at here, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, truly. Those that were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, truly. Those that were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Now that's some proper worship right there. Make sure. You know, don't be like some folk that go run around telling everybody except God. You let God know that you're grateful right away. Amen. Make sure he get the proper praise. Let me get ready to take it on. Here we find Jesus doing what he always do. He reached out and caught Peter and got good. I know that some of you are sinking in all the mess going around in your life today. Somebody say, but Jesus. But Jesus is about to catch you and stop you from sinking. And God good. He's about to reach out and heal you. He's about to reach out and bless you. And when he delivers you from your storm, make sure that you give him the proper praise. What kind of praise? Yeah, y'all stay with me now. The scripture says, when Jesus and Peter got in the boat, the wind ceased. How many of you are going to let Jesus in your boat today? When he gets in your boat, good things happen. We must give him his proper praise. What kind of praise? While the storm is coming, praise him. In the middle of the storm, praise him. When the storm is over, praise him. Don't know. come they teach us to trust in Jesus. And when you come out of your storm, praise Him. You may have missed it, but Jesus and Peter walked on water together and got in the boat. It got good. You know, Peter's faith experience turned out to be a blessing to all the other disciples. Let me say it again. Peter's faith experience turned out to be a blessing to all the other disciples. When they saw the power of Jesus, all they could do is fall down and praise Him. You better make sure that He gets the proper praise. What kind of praise? Stop looking around at your circumstances. Keep looking to Jesus. Keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. What He started, He will finish. You'll have at least one witness. Just give Him the proper praise. What kind of praise? God says today that you can walk on the sea. Oh, Lord God. He's telling you today, just like Peter, you can walk on the sea. Walk on the sea of trouble. Walk on the sea of despair. Walk on the sea of disappointment. Just walk. Give Him the proper praise. Give Him the proper what?
Praise.
When you come out of your storm, make sure that He gets the proper praise. What kind of praise? Thank you, Lord. Back in Matthew 8, as I close out, when Jesus calmed the first storm, the disciples said, "What manner of man is this?" Oh, but now, this time, their testimony was, "Thou art the Son of God." They gave Him the proper praise. What kind of praise? How about you today? Are you giving Him the praise that He deserves? Are you giving Him the praise no matter what you're going through? Are you giving Him the praise no matter how you feel? Are you giving Him the praise no matter what somebody else does? Are you giving Him the praise in the morning, noon, or night? Are you giving Him the praise because He deserves to be praised? When you come out of the storm, make sure you get closer to Him. Make sure that your faith is stronger. And make sure He gets the proper praise. Let me leave you this to bless you and share with somebody. There's a story of the only survivor of a shipwreck. And that ship was washed up on a small island. Well, the man prayed fervently to God to rescue him. And every day he looked up to the sky for help, but no help seemed to be forthcoming. Well, exhausted, he eventually managed to build a little hut out of driftwood to protect him from the elements and to store the few possessions that he did have left. But then, on one stormy day, after going out searching for food, he arrived back home to find a little hut in flames with the smoke rolling up to the sky. The worst had happened. Everything was lost in the fire. He was stunned with grief and anger. "God, how could you do this to me?" he cried out. Then early the next day, however, he was awakened by the sound of a ship that was approaching the island. It had come to rescue him. How did you know that I was here? He asked. all the rescuers. They replied, we saw your smoke signal. Ain't God good? The man promptly started to run around the island with his hands raised, yelling, thank you, Jesus! And giving God the praise for rescuing him. It is easy to get discouraged when things are not going too well. We must keep the faith because God is working it out. Even in the midst of a storm, Jesus is still Jesus. Give him the proper praise today. Give him the proper praise. When the storm is over, when you come out of the storm, when you come through the storm, make sure that you give God the glory that he's so deserving of. Let's stand on our feet as we come in our invitation discipleship. 2:13, Jesus is all the world to me.